This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Property Show, presented by boomboom.com for millennials.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar. The rental market in Malaysia isn't the easiest to navigate. The lack of a Residential Tenancy Act means that landlords and renters are often left to negotiate between themselves on the rules of their engagement. For the first-time renter or the seasoned landlord, this can be a minefield. Enter the prop tech players that are working to make the rental landscape a little bit easier for everyone involved. One such player is SpeedRent, an online platform that uses technology to smoothen the wrinkles in the renting process. Recently, I caught up with Wong Wei Meng, the CEO of SpeedRent, to find out more about this platform. So Wei Meng, from your perspective, what are the main problems in the rental market that led you to set up SpeedRent?
I think there are three key pillars that we are looking at. Number one is safety or protection. Discrimination happening in rental market is very rampant. And obviously the last and most important thing is the entire rental industry is not automated. So a lot of industry has been transformed. A rental part of it is still very manual. Let me give you some examples in terms of protection, right? So what happens if the tenant default and the eviction is very tough? Or what happens if the landlord deduct the deposit unreasonably, right? So these are the protections of safety that we're talking about. Discrimination, I believe in a lot of media has reported consistently about racial discrimination in terms of home renting. That is a big problem in the property rental market as well. And last but not least, obviously the manual is pretty self-explanatory.
Could you talk a little bit about how SpeedRent tackles the discrimination issue? How does it minimize or how does it mitigate these kinds of unpleasant experiences?
Sure. So discrimination, basically, when we see someone, if we do not know that particular person, obviously, on the surface layer, we look at the skin color, right? So what we do instead is that we work with credit reporting agencies like Ramsey and CTOR. Basically, we will check their credit worthiness to make sure that they have a good status in terms of their financial background. Obviously, we will also ask for bank statement, offer letter in terms of employment to make sure that they can afford renting the house and so on and so forth. So basically, we do a lot of verification beyond just the surface layer.
I see. So you kind of make sure that everybody who uses your platform is on that equal footing and that, that everything is transparent in terms of what you know about them.
Correct. So we really emphasize on telling the landlord that, you have to look at all these financials, the hard facts, instead of just very superficial checking.
I see. So you started this platform back in 2015. Could you tell us a little bit about how you've expanded the services provided on SpeedRent?
Well, we started in 2015. When I started, it was really about helping and finding a strong alternative where, avenue for landlords to advertise their property. Because in the market, there wasn't a lot of avenues for landlords to do it on themselves in a very easy manner. So we started very simple with classified. Then as we moved on, we found that a lot of tenants complained or many deals couldn't go through simply because the tenant asked for a reduction in deposit or they are looking for installment for deposit because they just can't fork out that cash. That's when we saw an opportunity where we launched No Deposit in 2016. Then we were taking on the risk, right? If the tenant defaults, then obviously we pay. Then we decided, how can we use credit score someone, right? That's when we started talking to credit reporting agencies and to minimize all this discrimination. Moving forward, I think in 2017 March, we have a big partnership with Allianz General Insurance, where basically we provide tenants with a solution where they do not have to pay deposit, while at the same time, the landlord gets a way better, superior protection to their house content, or in terms of rental loss, everything will be covered by the insurance policy. So that's basically, you know, as we go on, we found, we see problems, and then we look for solutions to solve all these pain points.
I recall that one of your first introductions to your platform was also the tenancy agreement. You had template tenancy agreement that both landlord and tenant could sign up to.
That's correct. And it's still running right now. So basically, when I started the classified, when SpeedRent started, or back then it was called Sewa, we started with the tenancy agreement because a lot of the landlords are very used to working with the agent, and when they are given, you know, when they are empowered to do it themselves, sometimes they didn't know what to do. So we found all these problems, and you know, the tenancy agreement is one of the crucial steps in securing a deal, and therefore we built this tenancy agreement system that allows landlord and tenant to sign agreement online, just with their phone or through the laptop.
I think that's a great service that your platform offers, because so many tenants and landlords just sometimes don't bother to do the contract because it's too inconvenient.
Yeah, and it ends up with a lot of dispute, you know. You promised me that, or you know, this is something that you should fix, not me, you know, all this dispute. You know, a tenancy is a 12-month thing or 24 months. So you want to be having something black and white to protect both parties.
Coming back to your insurance scheme, could you maybe talk a little bit more about that?
Right. What's unique about our model is that we are actually selling insurance. That's how we monetize. And so basically, when a tenant signs up, they have to pay certain fees, the first month and the last month rental. And the last month rental, we will use it to buy the insurance policy. So from a point of view where if a tenant defaults earlier than the maturity date, namely 12 months, then basically landlord don't have to pay anything because it's a prepayment from the tenant. So technically, from that point of view, tenant paid for the insurance. But if the tenant completes the entire tenure, then it's the landlord wouldn't get their last month rental as a fee for the insurance policy. So in other words, landlord can see it as a risk-free model.
I see. Okay. All right. So it's that added layer of protection for the landlord.
Exactly.
From tenants that that abscond or default on their payments.
Correct.
I suppose you do you do screenings for tenants. Do you do the same for landlords so that tenants are aware of whom they are entering into contract with?
Right. So first layer we do is from our terms and conditions, we basically say that they have the right to lease out the house as a landlord. We do random check on the landlord to ask them to submit SPA, sales purchase agreement, or utility, from the council bill to show that they are the rightful owner of the property. So that's what we do.
Okay, so it's been about 4 years, coming into 4 years now since you set up SpeedRent. How has the reception been?
I think it's fantastic. I think last year when we started working with Allianz, a lot of landlords gained a lot of confidence that we are doing our best for them. So we have exceeded around 250,000 apps downloads. Just last year, around 15 million rentals went through our platform. So it's a massive volume of rental going through our platform. So I dare say that we are probably the largest rental platform in Asia to handle all these things.
And are you looking to expand further?
Oh, yeah. We are actually gearing up. We are actually crowdfunding right now. So we intend to do a lot more innovation. For example, how can we automate the property management side of things? Because, you know, it's very niche for the landlord and tenant to to handle, you know, any services or equipment breakdown. You know, all these things are very manual and nobody likes it, right? So we are looking into automating that entire piece. So our funding and all those things are into expanding the entire life cycle of the rental from the moment the house is vacant to tenanted and living in it, the entire end-to-end.
That sounds really fascinating. I do want to raise a question though. I mean, your platform makes landlord and tenant communications easier and automated, but do you think it takes away from the human interaction aspect? I mean, if everything can be done at the tap of an app, will we not have to have face-to-face contact anymore? And is that a good thing?
No. Actually, it improves the communication. So in the past, say for example, you go to any other classified site, they are mainly agents, right? And obviously, some agents would handle certain races and some agents would not. But in our platform, because we allow all the leads to go through to the landlord and let them to talk to them, because like I said in the early of the interview, I mentioned, if I do not know you, the first layer that I'm looking at is your skin color. But if I get to interact with you, chat in the app, at least I get a feel of you. If I think you're legit, then regardless of your race, I would have certain confidence in helping you out, right? Or showing you the house or leasing the house to you. So I think we are the icebreaker.
That was Wong Wei Meng, the CEO of SpeedRent. You can find out more about SpeedRent by going to their website at speedrent.com. We're taking a quick break. We'll be back with more on The Property Show after these messages. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show, presented by Boomboom.co for millennials.
Hello, if you've just joined us, you're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mukhtar. We're looking at how prop tech players are working to make the renting process easier for everyone involved. A new entrant to the scene is PropAdvisor, a community review site that lets you leave reviews for landlords, tenants, and agents. I spoke to one of the co-founders, Nicholas Lim, on the genesis of PropAdvisor. So what are the main problems in the rental market that led you to set up PropAdvisor?
Okay, so pretty much PropAdvisor was founded by three of us. I'm the founder, the two co-founder. We all experienced the same thing, even from the early ages when we were students trying to rent. And now that we are working, we have some investment property that we rented out to tenants. We all come back to the same problem that they're all unreliable most of the time. For instance, back then when we were students, when we used to rent properties, we were being promised heaven and earth by the agents. But when we go in, it's not delivered. You know, things are not as what you paid for. And as a landlord these days, when we rent it out to tenants, they don't tend to take care of it. So 9 out of 10 times, the property is either damaged. We have to spend a lump sum of money fixing things up. So we thought, hey, you know, what is the best way for us to gather information of these people, tenants, or respective parties before we can proceed with the next action? So we tried Googling around, finding there is information, but they're all scattered around the web, like our web forum, Facebook, personal blogs. So we thought, hey, why don't we come up with a place where we can consolidate it so everybody at least can do a quick search, you know? And if it does pop up, it does alert them, and they can dig deeper and they can find out more information. But if not, it doesn't mean that there's no problem, but at least there is an additional check and additional layer now.
I see. So you set up PropAdvisor coming from both the perspective of a landlord and also a tenant.
And an agent as well.
So you've put on all three hats of landlord, tenant, and agent. And
yes,
so
right.
The idea is you're setting up a sort of a database of knowledge for all these players to know what kind of information are you looking to share actually?
Okay, so for an agent, it would be nice to review whether this agent, you know, there are a lot of agents that are scamming in the market, right? They take deposits, they don't fulfill, or maybe they are just, scammers out in the market. For tenants, there are tenants nowadays that they go moving around. They probably pay a deposit, damage out the whole place, and then they just move forward. But as a landlord, if I have these set of places for me to report it, and the next landlord would do a check, And, you know, it comes up with the same data that they were searching for, maybe your name, or even because you have to put in an IC number and something like that. If we can do a partial match, we just alert them. And then they can then figure out, you know, do more check. Maybe they can go and get a police report check, or they can reply, get a sheet or some secrets rating or something like that. But essentially, we are the first layer so that people can just scan through easily all the experiences of the tenant, landlord, and the agent.
I see. So you see yourself as the first port of call for people to check for that first alert if there are any red flags before actually embarking on any proper deal with a landlord or a tenant or an agent.
You can think of it like TripAdvisor. We are similar to TripAdvisor. Like when you want to go for a trip, you definitely want to know the review of the hotel or a restaurant or a place, right? It's the same thing like TripAdvisor. Very similar. If I want to rent it to somebody, I want to just know if there was anybody that had experience with this person before.
I see what you did with the name there, TripAdvisor, PropAdvisor. I get it now. So that brings me to my next question then, because on TripAdvisor, you get a lot of varied reviews. Some people will love a place, some people will hate a place. And how do you sort of monitor all the feedback that comes in? What kind of safeguards do you have in place to ensure that the reviews are actually legitimate?
Okay, so what we have is our reports we have already extended to a few functionalities. First of all, we have supporting documents. So if you note, this function was just released quite recently, and we noticed the new reports coming in does have it. So people do attach things like police reports, pictures, you know, and stuff like that, text messages between the tenants and the landlord and stuff. So this gives a better support to the report itself. But when you say whether we verify it, we don't really verify it because this is purely an experience on behalf of the person reporting, okay? But we also have a button down there, a function there where people can actually report to us to tell us that, hey, this report is malicious, it's fake. So as long as they can justify to us, they can provide some information, we will take down the report, okay? And thirdly, we do have a comment section down there as well where each report, people can chat and talk about it. So we have a couple of threads down there that somebody reported something and then the other person came in and, you know, they weren't too sure whether this was real. So they questioned a few things and then the guy responded. And then as people are responding and asking, the thread seems to be more legitimate. And then there were people coming in from other places as well and saying that, hey, you know what, I've also experienced this guy before, you know. So those kind of things actually helps to strengthen the score, or we would say to verify the report itself. But on our end, we don't really verify it per se. Like, we don't go and do a check. We don't call up the police station and all of that.
I don't suppose you have the manpower at the moment to have that kind of verification mechanism on your end at
this
point.
We don't actually. We hope that someday when we expand, we could actually link up and reach out with other platforms, for instance. Now, recently, the government has actually launched a site where you can actually do a check by just putting in an IC number to see if somebody has any criminal record, right? So if those kind of platforms that we can link up with them, it would definitely be perfect. CPAS and Secrets is great, but they are more on a credit reporting. They don't really have a review per se. So somebody with a bad credit rating doesn't mean that they're actually a bad tenant, a landlord, or a teacher, you know?
How many users are on your system at the moment, Nick?
Okay, we've launched for 6.5 months now. We've got more than 500 plus members, and we've got a couple of hundred views inside. Views itself, we are reaching at about 40,000 plus views a month.
Okay, and how are you looking to expand the reach of PropAdvisor? How many people are you hoping to actually see use this platform, say, by the end of the year?
We hope as many as possible, and we are also hoping to bring this internationally, you know, because the other countries are, every country is facing the same similar problem with the rental market. Everybody's experiencing the same thing. So if you ask me how many, we are hoping that most likely we have 30 million population in Malaysia. Let's say we can even get like 20-30% of it, we're more than happy about that. But it's not about actually getting the traction. The whole idea of this app is that we hope that everybody, we can build a better community. So we have something like that. We hope that the tenants or the landlords and the agents, if they know that they can be reviewed somewhere, they will be more careful with their action. It just helps to eliminate the risk of getting more and more scams in the market.
You say that PropAdvisor is the first site of its kind, but at the same time, it does seem that the prop tech landscape is, there's a plethora of different property sites that seem to do the same thing that PropAdvisor is doing, no?
No, most of them are all listing sites. That means most of the property sites in the market, they are only listing properties and for sale, and that's how they make money pretty much. You pay money and you advertise with them. But for us, we don't charge a single fee. What we do is really just purely based on reviews. And so far in our research, we have not found any platform that in Malaysia that can consolidate all this together to do a review.
And I suppose moving forward, other people might think that what you've done is a good idea. How do you intend to make sure that PropAdvisor is the chosen platform when it comes to reviewing the people working in the industry?
Well, I think the main thing is the intention of the platform. Our intention is really to help to build a better community. Maybe there could be copycats out there, or you know, they could build the similar site. But to us, if that happens, it's better for us as well. It just validates our idea. And at the end of the day, our main goal will still be achieved, right? Regardless whether there was 20 pages of this site. I think as long as this site is available and they can be even more verified than us, we're more than happy to have more players on board.
That was Nicholas Lim, co-founder of PropAdvisor. For more information, you can go to their website, propadvisor.info. And that's all the time we have for today on The Property Show. Coming up next is the 10 a.m. news bulletin, followed by Enterprise. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Property Show, presented by Boomboom.co for millennials. Real estate for real people.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.